Good morning. It's only a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I say it's only Tuesday because the fun drive, the on-air fun drive, lasted one day, really less than a whole day. Unbelievable. One of the phrases that kept coming in over and over, Alan, from listeners, keep speaking the truth.
I have to say I am personally overwhelmed. We sat there and we tried to speak our minds. Joe did a wonderful job and Ray did a wonderful job. Selma, Sarah, and you honchoing the whole thing. It's great to see a team together doing this kind of work. We could have gone over to this morning, but I appealed to everybody. I said, hey, look, the storm is coming. The volunteers are already calling in saying they can't get there. And by the way, it's going to be a terrible storm. And we have to get this thing done. And everybody rose to the occasion. You know, David, that's what's so extraordinary about these fun drives. There's always a story. People make it different. You know, everybody thinks, well, every fun drive is the same. Wrong. Every one of those fun drives has a character of its own. This one, of course, included the usual generosity and understanding from the wonderful people who have supported the station from beginning, to which we say thank you again and again and again. Can't get over what we owe our contributors because they're extraordinary.
It really was extraordinary. So many years with you doing this. It's amazing to watch your energy and the energy of the whole staff and volunteers and the idea that people really want an independent voice out there that they can turn to.
Yeah, and now more than ever, we have a president who, of course, is out of control, who would rather throw red meat to a constituency that he perceives, and also being told by the extreme right wing that any kind of deal that could be made is no good. You have Sean Hannity, who's just awful, and Meadows of the Freedom Caucus and others putting their hand up in front of the president and says, this deal that is being offered by Congress, which is actually bad for the president because the president is getting very, very little out of this. And the real question to me is, can he and will he accept what is good for the country? Or will he go for another shutdown, which he's been told by his Republicans is unacceptable? Or will he lead us into a different kind of tyranny by saying, we're going to do this by executive order? And then we stop having government with three branches and we start having government with one branch. And then we are really in a bad spot. A spot, by the way, which the founding fathers and mothers tried very hard to avoid. They sat down and they worked it out. If this happens, this happens. But they never anticipated what we have now, I don't think. They did, in a way, say that it was possible to have a tyranny, but it is not the same as what we have now. I've never seen it. It's inevitable for a country of this kind, which tried so hard to avoid it, to fall into it. And now we have to fight like crazy to make sure it doesn't happen.
Meanwhile, he's on the southern border. There are two dueling rallies, as Politico says this morning, two mega rallies as the showdown between Donald Trump and Beto O'Rourke last night over the wall unfolded into those competing rallies. Thousands of people just a block apart, with one rowdy for the president and the other clashing, saying the wall's not something we need.
Well, remember that Beto O'Rourke was representing this constituency that he spoke to last night. He was articulate. He was not scripted. He was passionate. Some people will say too passionate, but he did what he did. And David, it was something that we had not seen before. Real alternatives to a rally, because you had a second rally with the people who live there and who claim, by the way, that El Paso is a very safe city and has been and got worse since they put up a series of walls there. That's when crime went up, not down. Before that, crime was actually going down and significantly.
Well, speaking of going down, Alan, the poll that was out from Siena College that finds that Governor Cuomo's job approval numbers have actually gone down, despite people liking the legislation that's passed through the legislature.
Well, David, Andrew Cuomo told me a long time ago that third terms are very difficult. People wear out after a while. Look, this is a guy who had corruption problems in his administration. He seemed to sail through that. We see already that the Senate is really on his case. This is the newly Democratic Senate, and they are staking out their own claims to power. And now everything that both Cuomo's really worried about, which is that if you elect a Democratic Assembly, a Democratic Senate, you will have problems. And he's got problems.
the question of presidential candidates and the number of women entering the 2020 campaign, the latest officially is Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Articles on how women face stereotypical comments about them, like Hillary Clinton and being shrill, and including the nicknames that President Donald Trump has given to Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, women have had to fight their way to the top in this country. We had a presidential candidate in Hillary Clinton. She lost, but she really won because she got more votes than Trump did. Nevertheless, she's not sitting in the White House because of an obscure electoral college. He's there and she's not. And he has vilified everybody, and he continues to do that. He calls Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. And everything we've all been fighting for women's equality, is now in great danger because of this one guy.
Do the Democrats necessarily pick a woman as their candidate?
No, I don't think so. I have a feeling we're going to see a vice presidential candidate who is a woman, but I'm not saying whether they will or they won't. But clearly, this is the year of the woman. Many people think so, and they're doing everything in their power, the Democrats, to make sure that this is an inclusive primary season. I'm just simply saying that women are not to be denied at this stage.
Our political observer, Alan Chartung.